8 out of 10 fictional doctors say that you should start your day the generic live show way. This is the generic live show. Ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the program. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us here on the generic live show for a Sunday. It's Dale Kemper here with you. And this won't matter to anyone listening to this pre-recorded, but apologies for the extra long commercial break. My coffee machine, or my kettle more so, where I boil my water to make my coffee, because that's how coffee works. Hang on, no, hold the phone. Something more importantly, I want to re-listen to the last couple of seconds of this song. Hang on a sec. Here we go. What's happened here? Here we go, what's this drop? Listen to this. What is this? Wow, that is awesome. Okay, there you go. Best 10 minutes of the program ever. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Yeah, my kettle took longer than they expected to boil. The last I had to put more ads up because I'm like, oh no. I might have to move it into the studio. Or I should drink less coffee. There's a thought for you. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Kemper here with you. Well, remember, we're doing it in the Wayback Machine. About last year, the Australian Bureau of Statistics thought that they would try and do a survey. And, I mean, it worked. People filled out the survey. But, I mean, not as successful as most people would have liked it. Because whilst, the census helps shape the government to do more about, you know, certain areas of your lives that you may or may not like, because it depends on your politics in that regard, I guess. I get it. That stereotype exists here too, don't worry, that's a thing. And it kind of failed. ABS in 2016 is like, okay, let's try electronics. Because 2016 wasn't average enough. Then it kind of failed on opening night. It couldn't handle, 20 odd million people logging onto a server all at one time. Surprise. Obviously not tech savvy people. And it kind of failed, but that's life. They still made paper versions available to... Oh, wait. They didn't. Actually, no. You had to apply for a paper form. The paper form used to be default. And now it's... It might be going back to the default soon, because... why not? But, hey, we have a cute little montage... That's all that matters, right? Of how Australia looks today. So, why not? Let's share that with all of you. Here is Australia today.
The census numbers are in Australia, revealing who we are, what we do, how we work, and how we live. In the past 5 years, we've grown by about 1.9 million people to 23.4 million of us on census night. That's 1,037 more of us every day since the 2011 census, bringing our official population count to 24.4 million. But where do we live in this beautiful wide brown land of ours? 8 in 10 of us live in the eastern mainland states and territories. Though over 2 million of us live in a single-person household, there's more than 6 million families, the majority being couples with children. Although single dads are on the rise, Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander peoples now make up 2.8% of our total population. That's over 600,000 people. Our median age is 38, so we're living longer too. In fact, almost 470,000 of us are now aged 85 or over. Since 2011, the average income has jumped by over $100 per week. While young people leave their faith as they grow up, Australia remains a religious country, with 60% of the population reporting a religious belief. And when it comes to diversity, with about 200 countries of birth, over 300 languages, over 100 religions throughout our communities, and more than 26% of us born overseas. We're a nation of nations. Find out more about who we are at abs.gov.au.
Indeed. Actually, do go to abs.gov.au. I was supposed to say .com.au, but there you go. So, one thing we talked about this last hour, but one thing we didn't mention last hour was religion. Apparently, this census was all about religion. Now, I don't know why. I want to know why religion was such a... Let me rephrase that. Religion, it wasn't specifically the focus. It turned out to be the data spotlight, so to speak. It turned out to be the most talked about... category in the Australian census. So it's not necessarily that it was a focus of the census, it was a focus of the analysing of the data. So there you go. Take that for what you will. So religion in Australia in 2016, the religious fabric this is when I need a pop filter for my peas. The religious fabric of the world is changing. Increased migration has dissipated religious ideas and practices throughout the world. Changes in social attitudes have also influenced how people see themselves and their worship with religion. The Australian population is no different. In the 1911 census, 96% of Australians reported Christianity as their primary religion. Today, we have more diversity in religious and demonstrations, as well as an increasing number of people reporting they do not have a religion. So what are the major religious affiliations in 2016? According to the census, now 52% of Christianity is 52%. It's still the majority. Catholics now hold 23% of the population. Other religions make up 8.2, with Islam being the highest at 2.6. But here is the most staggering thing that has got statisticians all worked up about this, is a third of Australians have reported having no religion in 2016. Compared to the 2011 census, the proportion of population, there's a pre-show tongue twister for me, with a Christian affiliation decreased from 61% to 52% in 2016. Conversely, the proportion of population with a religion other than Christianity increased from 7.2 to 8.2. The proportion of reporting of no religion increased from 22 to 30. That's 2 million people not reporting that they have a religion. Jeepers. Changes over time. Australia are becoming less religion and more religiously diverse. There is an increase in migration from countries where religious other than Christianity are common, like, I don't know, Italian? Some Italians are... Dale, careful. Statistics show that people that come from Italy are Catholics, according to this data. There you go, Dale. Again, I don't want to say in relation to this data blank, because that's just a boring thing to say. There has been an increase in migration from countries that are religion more common. Okay, just said that. This has influenced the increase in proportion of Australians affiliated with non-Christian religions. There's also been marked an increase in proportion of Australians not reporting to have a religion. Proportion of reporting. That's also a good test to see if I should get a pop filter or not for my microphone. Christianity was the main religion 50 years ago. It still is. But it's dropped from 88%. It dropped from 91 to 88. What was it, 91 or 96? 96. 96% of Australians in 1911 down to 88 in 1966, down to 52 in 2016. Since 1966, the proportion of Catholics has remained steady at around 26, but it's dropped to 23. Over the same period, the proportion identified as Anglican has halved from 33 down to 13. That's like a third, almost. Yeah. Weird. Then 1966, the proportion affiliating with other Christian denominations has also decreased at a trend downwards. In 1966, more than 1% of the population was reported having a religion other than Christianity, compared to 8.2% in 2016. No religion in 1966. Get this, folks. It's very exciting. Numbers. Where is my beep sound effect? I need my beepy sound effect. There you go. This just in, ladies and gentlemen. Now Campbell, all up in here. That's meant to mean. So in 1966, 0.8% of people said that they have no religion, while in 2016, 30% have stated that they have no religion. Now placed at the top of the list. What? There's no religion of the list of responses on the census form. So no religion. That's very interesting that now that's the default answer to the question is to the questionnaire is to default to none. But I wonder if it's the default because some people don't want to identify with a with a religious group. Now to some emerging religions. So there you go. Here we go. What's emerging? What's trending on religion? Trending on religion. Get religion trending, folks. As a whole, in the last 10 years, there does not seem to be an emergence of any particular Christian denomination in that time. However, the story is different for major non-Christian religions. The proportion of people reporting a religion other than Christianity in the census from 5.6 to 2006 to 8.2 in 2016 is mostly driven by hedonism. Hedonism has increased the most, 0.7 to 1.9 in 2016, Islam from 1.7 to 2.6, and Sikhism, 0.1 to 0.5. The increase of hedonism and Sikhism is a result of the increasing number of Indians. As we talked about last hour, talk about how India is now is now in the top of people for religion. And religion, age and sex. The age profile of religious group in Australia can be reflected of historical patterns. Christians in 2016, Brethren and Latter-day Saints are the youngest profile in Christian demographics. I love demographics. Demographics are fun. And have a boring life. To say that demographics are fun. Okay, I'm a budding, hopefully soon to be marketing graduate. I have to learn this sort of stuff. So there you go. You're learning with me. I'm just using the show as an outlet, to be honest. In this case, anyway. Both denominations have a small proportion of age 65 and older. And Presbyterian and Reformed are the highest proportion age 65 and older with 34%. There are different rates of men and women affiliate with Christian denominations. In 2016, women were more likely than men to be reported being Christian. In other religions, Sikhs are the youngest people to identify as other religion. Islam and Hinduism have a young profile with 66 and 64 under 35. And it doesn't say about Jewish is on the other end of the scale there, with 23% being people aged 65 and older. A smaller proportion of men a similar proportion of men of 8.3 and women 8.1 say their religion is other than Christianity in the census. So more men are relating to other religious than women who are relating to Christianity. Talk into the microphone. No religion. Men are more likely to have no religion than women. However, the difference in age, there were differences in age. Before the age of 25, there was very little difference between the sexes, with males just as likely to be females report no religion, having no religion being reported on their behalf. From the age of 25, the difference between men and women gradually widens to continue to the age of 74. The difference decreases slightly from the age of 75, but rapidly remains steady. Young adults aged between 18 and 34 were more likely to not report having a religion, 39, compared to those 65 and older, over 16%. Before you ask, yes, I put my religion down on the census. And before you ask, no, I'm not going to share that on the internet because... Yes, whilst I'm a very public person, I like keeping that to myself. As we continue here on the Genetic Life Show for a Sunday, moving swiftly along, free-to-air television that is free, is steadily declining, but apparently men are... running away from it like a zombie apocalypse. I shouldn't say that about television, but hey, you can't help it sometimes. Thanks for joining us here on the Genetic Life Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us. It's 10:21. Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Kibble here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to be here as per always here on a Sunday. Well, man, I feel like today, and I think I've already said this, but I may have said it on the pre-show, it's a bit confusing getting the two mixed up. It's, man, what an Australian heavy show. Last segment was about the census, next segment's about the federal election that happened. Man, it's all over the place today, but this one is about Australian television, so welcome to the Aussie cast. I mean, apart from the Trump tracker, and... the last segment of the show that I don't really want to spoil because it's about one of my favourite television shows of all time. Yes, I have some weird tastes. Have that to look forward to in the last segment of the show. But this time, it's about how real men don't watch free-to-air television. Backtrack. Apparently, real men don't eat quiche either. And... see, I consider myself a real man, and I also watch free-to-air television, so I must not be a man. So there you go. Don't get me started. Okay. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe out, Dale. Breathe in. Breathe out. That was the conclusion that this person... oh, here we go. This is an opinion piece from Colin Vickery. I try and avoid opinion pieces, but when I do stumble across them... oh boy, there you go. Channels 7, 9, and 10. 10, by the way, recently going into receivership, so, okay, case in point that real men don't watch television. In the grip of girl power, and damned if a guy can find anything mildly interesting to grab his attention. Dating shows are all the rage, but it isn't men like them. This person would rather have their eyes singed out and hot pokers than to endure episodes of Married at First Sight, First Dates, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, or Last Resort. Okay, Married at First Sight, that show can... That show is garbage. Alan Edgar Ho in the chat room says he had quiche today. It was so good. I like quiche. I like Lorraine. Quiche Lorraine. Where does quiche Lorraine come from? I don't know where quiche Lorraine comes from. But first dates. There is something to say about first dates where these staged first dates are happening. That's so awkward. And there's a bunch of TV shows here. I can count a guy-friendly show on one hand. A new show by Australian comedians Hamish and Andy called True Story. Shark Tank, which Shark Tank's cool. I like Shark Tank. The Block, the home renovation show, plus any sport that is coming. Oh, by the way, I don't think I talked about this on the show. I haven't talked about this on the show, how Australia's getting an original Ninja Warrior series, an Australian Ninja Warrior. Oh man. There you go. Channels like 7, Mate, and 1 offerings include American's Pickers, Family Guy, and old Steven Seagal repeats, and probably Steven Spielberg repeats, probably, no doubt. Good old Foxtel has the 7th series of Game of Thrones starting on the 17th of July, so we can have that to look forward to, which includes more, spoiler alert, bloody battles, epic power struggles, and a bit of gluttonous nudity. Okay, first of all, am I the only person on the internet who has not seen Game of Thrones? Also, I'm sorry if any of those things were a spoiler for you. Brutal tattoo from Peaky Blinders creator Seven Knight with Tom Hardy as the 19th, 17th British adventurer James Dornley. Turned from Advocate. What? Okay, that was very convoluted. Season 8 of The Walking Dead is being released in October, if you're into The Walking Dead. Also, am I the only person on the internet who has not seen The Walking Dead? Apparently. It is on my list. It is coming up soon. I just gotta... Give me some time. Dale needs some time with The Walking Dead. I don't know how I'm gonna feel about The Walking Dead. So... And apparently Sports Ball on a Friday night does better than anything else on live television. Of course Sports Ball does good on... as opposed to everything else. It's Sports Ball. Of course Sports Ball's going to do better than anything on free-to-air television on a Friday night. Because nothing has ever been good on Friday night since the dawn of time. And... This person is saying, put a ring on it as the last thing of their sentence. Well, I don't know. I know real men do eat quiche and do eat television. No, wait, what? That's not how that works. Riding a bicycle. Real men watch television. Get over it, dude. That's what I say. That's what I say to this opinion. Wow, I'm savage, apparently. There you go. I reckon... Okay, side note. Should I do a show where I basically just talk about Australia for 2 hours? Because that's pretty much what this has been. Okay, like I said this in the pre-show, and we do have to take our break, but I did say this in the pre-show where there was a lot going on, but there was a lot of little things that went on. Like, Germany got same-sex marriage. There was... an attack in the US, and there's only so many attacks in the US that I can handle, and there was an attack in Perth, I want to believe. Yeah, Perth? Not a cyclist involved in that one, so there you go. We all watch television. Get over it, dude. Seriously. Anyway, as we continue, here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, well, at this time, last year, I was sitting here bringing you the results of the Australian federal election, and I can tell you that there was no conclusion that night, but what does our Prime Minister have to say on the 1 year anniversary of the election? His answer left me speechless. And nothing leaves this old gent speechless these days. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. It's 10:32. Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek Hour. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure as always. The show takes some weird turns sometimes, and yeehaw, you just have to hold on for the ride apparently. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's a pleasure to be here. As per always. Now, this time last year, I was bringing you some election night coverage from Australia, the Australian federal election, must bring that out. Actually, we did both elections. Man, two major elections. An election for Prime Minister here in Australia and in the United States. Both of them. I mean, it was a big year apparently for that, so take that for what you will. But we were here bringing you this. You know what, we're going to go in the Wayback Machine. I wonder if I can easily find, again, GLS taking a weird turn. I wonder if I can easily find that episode. It wasn't in 2017, Dale, it was in 2016. Working on it, apparently. Okay, working on it. Let's see what working on it really means. So if we go in the Wayback Machine, I won't be able to play it. So here we go. Let's see if this works. Okay, we'll move on. And if I get interrupted from something, I'll get interrupted from something. Malcolm Turnbull has marked 12 months since he narrowly winning the federal election by remaining votes. Okay, it crashed. Okay, it's not worth it then. So, and I shared on that show about, I actually, full disclosure, I volunteered at...
Anyway, as I was saying...
Oh, here we go.
I was at Redledge Valley, and thank you to people who come up to me and said hello.
Let's get to the juicy stuff, Dale. Get to the part. Oh yeah, so I, full disclaimer, I was working at an election booth in where my stepmom was also working at, but she was, yeah, you crashed, okay. So yeah, full disclosure, I was working at an election booth for a representative of the show, and I had to keep disclaiming that because A, I didn't want to get called out, and B, I wanted to cover my own rehind, which is basically pretty much the same thing. So, but I was bringing results to y'all, and I was working at the thing, and one of the parties who was represented there kind of thought it would be a good idea to play dirty and decide that it would be a fantastic idea where I was handing out how to vote flyers, you know, the kind of, A, their promotional material for the parties. I think that's a universal thing. And B, a kind of trying to show people what was on the ballot and how to properly vote so your vote could actually count, and trying to establish all that for people. It would be a great idea. This lovely gentleman thought it would be a great idea to try. People were walking behind us, and he spotted them, and I was standing. It's great for audio listeners. Standing in a particular spot, as these people passed behind me, I couldn't see these people at the time, but this person who was also trying to hand out these flyers thought it'd be a great idea to push me over to the point where I almost fell to the ground. I was kind of like, whoa, and kind of caught myself mid-fall and regained my balance, because someone pushes you over and you're not expecting it, and it wasn't crowded. Mind you, so it's not like we're in a crowd of people. There's me, this lovely gentleman, and two other people, and about a cluster of a dozen others passing through at the time of the incident, none of which were around us. They were in other areas. So, and this gentleman just thought they would he would push me over, and these other two kind of went, I said, I'm not going to give you a flyer because you helped me up, but thank you for helping me and telling off this other person. And it was just lovely that, you know, attacking people doesn't really seem to get the answer. But the moral of the story is they reported this lovely gentleman to one of the officials inside. Unbeknownst to me, they actually reported it to my stepmother. And my stepmother came out and looked after me and gave me some orange juice. And it was delicious orange juice because it was homemade. Anyway. Wow! Talk about long ways to get to a story. So, hey, we had an election last year. Anyway, okay. Whew, but opposition leader Bill Shorten hit back. Okay. Let me first read the first line of the article. Okay. Malcolm Turnbull has marked the 12 months since he narrowly winning the federal election by remaining votes of his government's achievements ranging from education to national security. Then he had some homemade orange juice because he got pushed over. nearly pushed over. I never hit the ground. I never... Maybe trying to rally the troops. I did a little, but never physically got hurt from this person. So I just want to put that out there. Lovely gentleman in the world, though. Just didn't... When we got into the political arena, I played dirty. Anyway, but opposition leader Bill Shorten, back to the article, hit back, describing the Prime Minister, his government is out of touch, quote, elites from the top end of town. Mr. Temple took to Facebook to tell followers he was not interested in politics and personalities, but 24 million Australians brushing off tumultuous week in the Liberal Party, marked by the increased tension of former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Quote, my government has achieved results, strong outcomes, not just headlines and press statements, but new laws, stronger policies, providing opportunity and security for all Australians, the Prime Minister said. The Temple government was returned to power with one seat and more fractured Senate than last year's double dissolution, which means both the lower and upper house have to, those who are up for a re-election in the Senate have to go. Senate's on a... Some of them are on an 8-year term, and others are on a 6-year term, I want to say. Sounds right. But anyway, the Turnbull government was returned to power. Okay. Mr. Turnbull, who struggled with opinion polls throughout the year, said his government had not faltered, despite the doubters. Quote, all of my criticisms that we had in office but not in power was proved to be quite wrong, unquote, he told News Corp in an interview. Deputy Leader in the Senate, some weird long name I cannot pronounce, reeled off the government was achieved, including education and childcare reforms, tax cuts for the businesses, and the distortion of the Australian Building Construction Commission. Which, by the way, haven't heard much about the Australian Building Construction Commission, which was the whole cause of the election in the first place. He told Sky News spending reductions helped to improve the budget's bottom line to more than $250 billion over the next decade. Senator Cormann, leading the Conservative and Finance Minister, said in the next election he has 2 years away and the party is unity is needed. Quote, we have to focus on making sure the next election we don't inadvertently inflict Bill Shorten's lead, he's a representative of the Australian Labor Party, on the government, as government on the Australian people, he said. He said that it would be bad for economy, businesses and jobs, but Mr. Shorten said that the Turnbull government continued to follow a discredited theory that if you give millionaires and large corporations tax cut, that would somehow, quote, the crumbs from the rich man's table, unquote, will help everyone. Quote, what instead happens is the money is not there in the pay packets of the worker, so everything goes backwards, Mr. Shorten, quote, unquote, Mr. Shorten sold a rally in Caboolture. Caboolture, by the way, reported to have the highest unemployment rate in Queensland. So, subject. Green Senator Nick McKim. Why the world is with all these tongue twisters today? People with tongue twistery names, don't say it. Agreed, saying people are, quote, sick and tired of tackle down economy. Okay, now you're probably telling yourself, Dale, get to the punchline and get there quick. Okay, punchline is an ad's going to play on this audio and I'm going to yell over
it. Can I get a
You cannot, again, in the second hour of the program, you cannot get a small car that compromises on safety. I want to play this audio for you. So Malcolm Turnbull, at the end of this interview, said this.
But infighting has plagued the government. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has... He's dumped at the next election. The Prime Minister made the comments on the first anniversary of his election win. In an interview with the Queensland Sunday Mail, Mr. Turnbull said when he ceases to be Prime Minister, he will leave Parliament. The PM says he sympathises with the former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, saying it's a big wrench going from being leader to not. The comments come after a recent joint Sky News ReachTel poll revealed voters would much rather stick with Malcolm Turnbull than return to Tony Abbott. On Saturday, Malcolm Turnbull took a fresh swipe at Mr. Abbott, writing in a column for News Limited Papers that it was time for builders, not wreckers.
Sorry about the technical glitch. Ahoy. There. Man, really didn't... Why I didn't really want to deliver the punchline, unfortunately. Malcolm Turnbull says he will leave Parliament if he loses Prime Ministership as he marks the anniversary of last year's election. And, oh man, I missed Edgar Allan Ho leaving the chat room. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, so, that sucks. Missed it leaving the chat room. Enjoy your canoe, sir, if you listen to this. So there you go. When I cease to be Prime Minister, I will cease to be a Member of Parliament, he told News Corp today. I'm not giving anyone else advice, but I just think it's what I would do. Mr. Albert yesterday urged his synthesizers, that's great, in New South Wales Liberals to fight growing fascism, fearing the state's bridge is taken down over moderates and lobbyists. Many of colleagues believe he is creating divisions, and some have warned he risks damaging his credibility by criticizing the government's policy and rewriting history. Man, Mr. Abbott just really going for it here, you know? Really just digging it in, and there you go. Just turning it in. Meanwhile, Mr. Turnbull also came under refire this week over gay marriage debate as it became legalised in Germany, as Ben mentioned earlier. But Israelite government is committed to holding a plebiscite. The Prime Minister discussed the challenges of being a politician with students at Sydney South Colgee Public School, talking about how he isn't scared to meet world leaders. And in the midst of Snowy Hydro 2.0 scheme. That's a school funding scheme. Gotcha. But he became emotional when discussing his late father, Bruce, who had a cattle farm in Hunter Valley. Quote, I was very, very close to my father because my mum left us when I was actually your age, he said in the interview. And my dad brought me up, he said. he was like a big brother. We were just two guys living together. He taught me how to cook, not very well, as my wife Lucy, I might add, but he taught me how to iron and clean up. There you go. Man, a politician saying that he's going to leave office if he doesn't win the next election. That is them, not necessarily them fighting words per se, but them some interesting words that he would quit politics after if he was to be dethroned from the next federal election. It's very interesting. Huh, okay. Well, as you should, though. I mean, all of the ousted prime ministers went to the backbench, except for Kevin Rudd, who became former minister for foreign affairs, I want to say. Okay, there you go. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, well, fake news has really gone too far, and I have an issue with fake news. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Thanks for joining us here on GLS. It's 10:50. Join internet sweetheart Dale. No, that's not quite right. What's enough? Join your master of ceremonies, Dale. No, that's too far. I've got an idea. Join the guy who knows things about stuff. This is the Generic Live Show with the guy who knows things about stuff, Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. You know, that doesn't leave me much room to do anything, in fact, but thanks for joining us. I've done some bumpers! I've done some brand new bumpers! We've heard two of them today! That was a repeat for the one that started off the show. I mean, that was an improv bit that I did during my recording session, and, you know, that's... These things happen. Improv is great, except for when you almost call yourself the internet sweetheart. I'm not the internet sweetheart. That's definitely not me. Now, fake news is a huge thing, a huge topic area that's probably going to come up at the end of the year because it's been bantered around so many times this year, but this is definitely taking it too far. Apparently, there was announcement of a nanny reboot, but I discovered today that it is fake news. I need clarification on this. GenericLiveShow@gmail.com. I don't care how you... I'll give out my phone number if people want to text me, and not they really could, because if you live in the States, it would cost you $1 million to text me. I just want to know if this is actually a thing, if there is a nanny reboot, because the nanny is brilliant, it's fantastic, it came out the year I was born, I should tell you how old I am, I don't know why I'm doing this annoying thing, but it has to stop. The nanny is just life, man. You don't mess with the nanny, man. You don't do it. You just, it's like playing with fire. You don't play with fire, man. This doesn't happen. See, it's like, there, here you go. What's not to love about this?
Like catchy opening song, The Nanny is an unforgettable classic that ran for 6 seasons. The show was created in 1993 by Fran Drescher and her husband Peter Mark Jacobson and is still adored all around the world.
Hello.
That's a
Here she is now.
I'm forever grateful. I mean, this show is just... surpassed our wildest imagination.
80 countries, I think, The Nanny is seen in.
Yeah, I think it's easier to list what countries it's never been seen in. It's really just, you could probably count them on one hand.
Flashy girl from Flushing, the nanny named Fran.
What is there not to love about The Nanny with Fran? Like, seriously, what is there not to love about The Nanny with Fran? Like, The Nanny was amazing. What's...
Invasion. We're having a dinner party. In 1985, while Fran and her husband Peter Mark Jacobson were having a dinner party at home, they were the victims of a shocking, violent invasion.
Oh, okay. How about we don't do that? How about we listen to something more upbeat? Oh, man. Here's what Fran Drescher said I also might have to beat that out in any future broadcast. Okay, we'll figure that out. We'll figure that out. Okay, so here we go. So here is what Fran herself has said about a nanny reboot.
We wouldn't do it for the money. We would do it because we cracked the code on how to tell the story 20 years later.
A little bit for the money.
And make it, you know, interesting. I set a very high standard because at this stage in my life, it really has to make my heart sing. So as Peter said, once the sexual tension is gone, now she's the wife, there went, you know, the series. So to go back...
We'd have to redevelop it.
We'd have to figure out where we're starting from.
So that is... Oh, hang on, let's do my second.
What's what it is? We wouldn't do...
Oh, there you go. Wow, okay. Man. Because someone said they would do it, someone's taken it up and said that there is a nanny reboot. Oh, why did people start rumors? Dude, man, don't do that. Don't do that at all, please. Don't mess with my nanny, man. Don't mess with it. Okay. Oh, also in breaking news, beep 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 beep. The Voice of the Final just ended. It's very exciting, guys. The Voice Oz just finished broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Woo. And the show is also about to finish broadcast as well. So there you go. But. Man, okay, they're now... The awkwardness in that clip, by the way. We close on this. Oh, maybe I close with... Maybe I close on this. And, you know... It's interesting. And I want to close on this. But the awkwardness in that clip was fascinating. Oh, this theme song.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens.
Okay, I'm gonna do. Okay, this is probably. I'm gonna get flagged for this, but why not? Why not? As we go out. Takey Gamer in the chat says the nanny is great. I know the nanny is great. People give it crap, and it is unfortunate that the nanny is underrated. So, but all third things must come to an end. Much like this show, right here on the Generic Live Show. Penny, I love that line. I don't know why that line has always rung true to me. I remember I grew up with a nanny. Like, legitimately, like, this was me for a period of time, which I don't know whether I should be saying that out loud. Oh, I was not the nanny. That's not how that works. But yeah, here we go. We're going to come up with the big climax. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Star Kimball here with you. It's 11 o'clock.
The nanny named Fran.
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.